This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Three Blackfeet Nation members have filed a civil lawsuit arguing the Indian Health Service violated their treaty rights when it allegedly failed to prevent a former IHS doctor from abusing them. Aaron Bolton reports.
The civil lawsuit was filed in federal claims court. All three unnamed plaintiffs are Blackfeet Nation members now in their 30s who say Weber abused them as children in the early 1990s. Weber was previously convicted of abusing one of the plaintiffs in 2018. Attorney Peter Jancy says his client's rights under the U.S. government's 1855 treaty with the Blackfeet tribe were violated when IHS allegedly ignored warning signs about Weber's abuse on the reservation.
They specifically agreed that they would protect Blackfeet Nation members from depredations and the unlawful acts committed by white men residing in the reservation. That's the language of the treaty.
Jancy is asking the court to order the federal government to pay $9 million in compensation to his clients. IHS declined to specifically comment on the litigation, but issued a general statement saying the agency is working to revise its policies and procedures to ensure a safe environment for patients. However, a recent Inspector General report found that the implementation of the agency's new policies on reporting and preventing sexual abuse have fallen short. For National Native News, I'm Aaron Bolton.
A water rights settlement bill for the Fort Belknap tribes has been introduced in the U.S. House by Congressman Ruben Gallego. Tribes of the Fort Belknap Indian community in Montana say their claims have been outstanding for more than 100 years and have been waiting on congressional approval of their settlement for nearly 20 years. In December, Senator John Tester introduced legislation in the Senate, which includes funding for water infrastructure projects and recognizes their water rights. Developing culturally appropriate care programs for Native Americans facing a life-threatening illness is the focus of a national research effort in South Dakota. Roz Brown has more.
Finding a balance between traditional customs and modern health care is the goal of a national research project in South Dakota. Miri Isaacson, who teaches at South Dakota State University College of Nursing in Rapid City, has been doing research on American Indian end-of-life care for more than 10 years. She's part of a team developing culturally appropriate Native American palliative care programs, which is care or treatment for serious life-threatening illnesses. Isaacson says the first question asked as part of the project was whether hospice and palliative care is compatible with Native traditions and culture.
And overwhelmingly, yes, especially when you think about that whole person, the physical, the social, the emotional, and the spiritual. That's the premise of the foundation of palliative care.
She notes that cancer rates are high on reservations, but palliative care is difficult to access. The closest care program is an hour from Pine Ridge. Once it's developed, the program will be rolled out starting on the Rosebud Indian Reservation before it's introduced at Pine Ridge and on the Cheyenne River Reservation. Students tell her they know very little about South Dakota's Native American population.
So we have got to do a better job about educating.
The project is funded by a five-year, $3 million grant from the National Cancer Institute through South Dakota's Avera Healthcare and includes a partnership with Massachusetts General Hospital. I'm Roz Brown.
The tribes of Bristol Bay, Alaska recently joined Canadian First Nations and leaders from Native organizations and Pacific Northwest tribes to sign a proclamation to protect Bristol Bay. The proclamation was signed in Seattle and calls on the federal government to protect the lifeways of Bristol Bay tribes. The Alaska tribes have long fought to protect the area from development. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at aarp.org.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.